Well, Greg, I know a lot of years and a lot of planning went into the property here at the Preserve at Oak Meadows, and you were out here walking this land before they even decided that they were going to put the golf course back together before building this beautiful clubhouse. But as you come here today, do you feel like the project's finally really come full circle to the things you and Ed talked about probably almost 10 years ago already?
Yeah, it's so gratifying to see how it's being used by golfers, how the stormwater management is functioning, and seeing the native areas and how they're flourishing. Everything about this place is really, really, it's operating at a high level. And now that the clubhouse is open, the experience has been enhanced tremendously. This building is quite remarkable, and it really does complement the landscape in a great way.
Greg, I know that it wasn't just a matter of redoing a golf course here, but there was a water problem, there was a flooding problem, and a massive flooding problem. Can you just talk about the challenges to kind of shut the creek down, so to speak, so you could do the work and put it all back? And now with this golf course being open for a couple years, it looks like it's withstood the test of massive rainstorms and the flooding problems that's had in the past.
It has passed the test, or even tests. I mean, every year this place would have flooding issues. Our strategies were very, very simple: to allow the water to go where it needed to go, and breathe within the site, but make sure it didn't impact the golf. The things that I learned along the way with my civil engineering team and the stream restoration team, quite remarkable. I got a lot smarter. I realized how much I didn't know when it came to a number of things. But at the end of the day, when everybody provided their input and offered their insights on how to handle a place like this in this wonderful setting, everything got better. And everybody's expertise was respected, and it made for a better product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know more often than not, even when the finished product opens for business, sometimes architects like to come back and tinker a little bit, or they see possibilities for some other options once they learn how the course plays. Are you totally done with the golf course? Is there any little additions that could come along at some point?
There's always things we want to change, period. That's it.
Okay.
There's always things you want to tweak, but no, there hasn't been any intentions to make any adjustments as of today. Right now, it's quite remarkable how well used this place is. I mean, there's a junior tournament going on today, and there's going to be the Illinois Senior Open in 2 weeks, and the fact that this place can accommodate all ends of the spectrum, not only from a competitive standpoint, but recreational play in the meantime, tells me that we hit a lot of the right, we checked a lot of the right boxes, and we anticipate that future adjustments, whether it be the practice area or some of the surrounds, are going to be minimal, because this place is really, really operating at a high capacity.
Are you curious to see how the Senior Open contestants are going to play this golf course? Obviously, there's some really good players in that event.
Of course. I think they had an event out here last year, and we poured over the hole-by-hole statistics. And it's always fun to look at those and see exactly what what those statistics are. And they came in exactly what I expected them on any given hole. And, you know, the holes that are intended to be a little bit more birdie friendly played just that way, and the holes that intended to be a little bit more bogey expected played a little tougher, and so it was exciting to see. And we were, you know, the numbers were coming in there. I expect, as long as the setup is handled correctly, which is, there's no reason to think it wouldn't be, that you're going to see very, very reasonable scores. I think last year there was a one under was the winner. I think they had a very, very windy day on the second day, but I wouldn't expect them to get too frisky out there. There's some spots where you can tuck some pins, and they can stretch this thing, you know, past 7,000 yards. So I doubt if they're going to get too frisky. I would expect a good number to be maybe five, six under.
Well, Greg, great news. It sounds like your work is not done with the DuPage County Forest Preserve District, and there might just be another project right across the street with your name on it.
Yeah, Maple Meadows, interesting property, great client. There's challenges over there, but as I mentioned earlier, the That is a really, really interesting and unique property, and we've already spent a lot of time trying to figure out exactly the best way to route any improvements and talk about things. We've looked at everything from just dressing up what's there to a full redo, and we're not sure what the outcome is going to be. But I can tell you this: we've come up with some very, very fun, interesting options.
Maybe even some more yet to take a look at before you get over there and you roll up your sleeves.
Yeah, I don't think we're done yet, but we're closing in. We have to get some information packed together with what's on site, some wetland delineation, a few other things before we can make some final determinations.
Well, Greg, congratulations. It also sounds like before long you'll be doing some work over in Northbrook at a really interesting property over there that might be tied in with a landfill, which you've already done out in Kane County. Can you give us an update both on the new project in Northbrook and hopefully when your work at Settlers Hill will finally be unveiled this summer?
Settlers Hill will be open, I think, early August, and I'm very, very excited. That's going to be a ton of fun. It's going to be a roller coaster ride. It is going to be a super facility for Central Kane County. It's a fantastic, magnificent piece of property and our routing, our new some of the adjusted holes are going to really expose some of those fantastic views and some great golf holes. Another landfill property, which is the Willow Hill Golf Course, they're adding a 9-hole par 3 to what they have already done over there. And that should be underway in the next year or so. So it's going to be a fun little addition to a great facility they have there. We'll have holes there, I think, stretching to maybe 150 yards, but most of them will be about 65 to 100 yards. So a little bit of everything out there to have some fun with.
Greg Martin, thanks for joining us on Golfers on Golf.
Excellent. Thank you.